Now, this is not the first time I've done this. It's the F1 in schools. It's a great initiative. Yous are part of the team that's involved in this year. What stage are we at now, then?
Well, the competition is actually in 2 weeks, so we're getting prepared for that, and we're just finishing up all our different work. I remember my brother was on a team 2 years ago.
Okay.
Fusion Racing. And
Fusion,
you,
indeed. Yeah,
and you interviewed their team.
Very good. And I think they went on to do really quite well. They got down to Dublin, didn't they?
Yeah, they got down to Dublin.
Excellent.
Then last year's team were just 6 points off going to the World Finals, which in Texas... last year.
Right, so for those who haven't heard this before, the idea behind it is you mock up a model, don't you? So you have to work in aerodynamics, design, marketing as well, isn't there? So tell us all that's involved, either Liam or Marius there.
Well, there's a lot of work behind it. Goes into the design in the car. It's Marius' job. He draws it up in a program on a computer called SolidWorks. It's a 3D modelling package. And then there's we use PowerPoint and such like that to come up with a 20-page plan that enters into the competition.
How many actually is in the team in total?
Well, there's 6 of us this year.
So there's a lot of working together, isn't it? Everyone has to have their role, and you don't want necessarily to be messing around with Marius's design and vice versa. And, you know, people think, oh, it's a Formula One car, you know, how much design could be in it? But it's little variations about, you know, aerodynamics and all that type of thing, too. There are... there's a lot to it.
Well, we look at real F1 cars for aerodynamics, and we have to do a lot of testing and simulations to make sure the car is as fast as possible. It's just a small car going down a 20-meter track, and it will take around 1 second, but those milliseconds really count, and you have to look at every single design aspect to try and get it perfect.
And from the design side of things that you're responsible for, Liam, what has your work been to date?
Oh, well, I have to drop all the images that go into the portfolio that we enter and the logo that's up on our social media and stuff like that there, and organising all the pages and plans that get sent out to everybody around Letterkenny and even in the competition.
Yeah, and I've in front of me here, I presume this is the PowerPoint that's been printed out, has it? Is it? Yeah?
Yeah,
that's just
the sponsorship
background.
Sponsorship,
and you're out looking for sponsorship, or did you get sponsorship?
No,
what's the situation?
Well, we've gotten plenty of sponsors, and we're just picking up the money off our last sponsors.
Yeah.
And
we just... Is that like a debt collection message there? But you're waiting for all the cash to come in,
yeah.
Brilliant.
We'd just quickly like to thank our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this at all.
It's amazing, and you know, this county's really good at supporting young people, supporting things like this, and putting the hand in the pocket. And you've enjoyed good support, because some of it's quite significant too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you do next then? 2 weeks, where's that competition?
It's in Newry.
And is this the All-Ireland one at this stage, or Ulster?
This is the All-Ireland one. This year there isn't an Ulster one, because I believe the Irish competition sort of shut down a little bit, and the Northern competition's running with the Southern one.
I get you, Amalgamation, it makes sense. There's no point having two running, is there?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we're hoping to win this year, and if we win that one, then we're going straight to Singapore this year for the World Finals.
That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? have to go to Singapore.
Such a long flight.
So there's a lot at stake then, you know?
The team last year got really close, so we're hoping to show them up
Six
this
points
year.
You said, didn't you? So what's... do you do on the day then? You know, what's the difference makers as you see it?
Well, there's a presentation we have to give to the judges, and they read through the booklet that we've done up for them, and then there's obviously the race. I think there's heats and then a final race on
the day. We're talking milliseconds there, aren't we?
It'll be 0.9 something of a second.
Like, the 0.00 seconds is what counts.
Yeah.
Like, that's the time difference that you'll be up against.
Because it's so short, isn't it? So, you know, it's going to be hard to separate people. And is there a launch process as well? Does that form part of it? Or do they just fire the cars
down? You have to also take into consideration your reaction time. Yes. Liam here will be pressing the button on
that's
the day.
That's what I was...
because he's a sprinter and he's got the fastest reaction.
Fastest finger first. There's no pressure in that one, is there?
Oh, jeez, loads.
Well, listen, lads, the best of luck. How can people follow you, get more information? You mentioned Facebook. I know use of social media, getting on your local papers and on the radio, all part of this as well. So you're ticking all of those boxes. So... How can people support you further or check out more what you're doing?
Well, we've almost daily updates on our Facebook page and our Twitter.
Yeah. I'd say one of the main things is this Wednesday, we're inviting anyone to come. We're having a press launch night at the backstage beside Century Cinemas. And it's going to be on at 7 o'clock, and we're just going to be talking about the competition and what we're going to be doing in it, and we're going to be showing off our car and all the work we've put in so
Brilliant.
Far.
How important is it to beat the guys from last year? Tell the truth.
Very
important.
Yeah.
There's bragging rights here, because you've been running your mouth a bit, Marius, about these guys, so if you fall behind them here now, you know.
Yeah, it's on you.
No, but look, it's all good fun. It's good competition, and that's what this is all about, isn't it? It's about.
Yeah.
And it'd be lovely if he's got to Singapore. Listen, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And this press launch night is Wednesday. Where did you say it was again?
At the backstage beside Century Cinemas.
Okay, brilliant. All right. Liam Keane, graphic designer and team manager, and Marius Giddy, car designer. Best of luck with the competition in Uri.
Yeah,
is there something you need to mention, is there?
Yeah. Well, we'd just like to thank our teacher, Mr. McGinley, because he'll kill us if we don't mention him.
He does an awful lot of work for us as well.
He's put in so much time into this. He's been doing this for the past 5 years, and we'd just like to give a big thanks to him.
Superb. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks very much.